While the travel ban remains in place, some Indian Australians are looking with envy at the efforts being made to extract Australian cricketers and staff from the COVID-ravaged country. Cricket Australia says 38 Aussies will be removed in coming days and sent to either the Maldives or Sri Lanka while they wait to allowed to be returned home. Meanwhile, other Australians remain stranded, getting little help and facing no way out, as Sarah Sedgie reports.
For more than a year, Brisbane woman Meg Aurora and her adult daughter have been trying to get back home from the city of Amritsar in the northwestern state of Punjab. Flights are scarce and expensive, and every time a seat becomes available, it's just as quickly snapped up.
I have lived in Australia for more than 25 years. I have worked all these 25 years. I have paid my taxes. I have been a good citizen. And when it has been time for the government to, you know, give something back to its citizen, I feel so disheartened that they've just left us here in a place that is infested with COVID.
So when she heard that Australian cricketers, coaches, commentators and other officials will soon be on their way home via the Maldives or Sri Lanka, she again felt let down.
All they're going to do is they're going to go for like a, you know, 15-day, 20-day holiday in the Maldives or somewhere nice, and then they're going to enter into Australia. So why is it so different, you know? I mean, everybody that is coming from India, we are going to get quarantined anyway. You know, the rapid testing, if anybody is blowing positive, you know, put them separately, you know. There are ways, maybe create more quarantine facilities because there are so many people who have been away from home for so long.
India's COVID crisis is worrying Canberra man Dharminder Singh Sidhu, who travelled to Punjab state in November to see his mother before she died. Now he just wants to get home.
I'm really scared because I'm hearing news from all around me, like people are getting infected and they're dying just within few days or few weeks, you know.
And he's frustrated that not only is he getting no help, he'd face a possible fine or jail time for just trying to return to Australia.
I think the government is a bit harsh on that. I don't think this is the right thing to say from the Prime Minister. You know, they should help us whoever is stuck here in India on priority basis, because if we are staying here, in case this COVID thing is spreading, there's no treatment available here. I think Prime Minister should organise few flights directly from the cities where people are. ASAP, I would say.
Meg Aurora agrees.
I just hope that the government realises that there are people who have been good citizens, who have paid their taxes, who have been good to the country. And, you know, now they need the country to just, you know, wake up and say, OK, you know, these are our people. We need to help them.
Brisbane woman Meg Aurora currently unable to get out of India. She was speaking with Sarah Sedgie.